Adventures in Creation with Miss Nancy, brought to you by the Blue Ridge Christian News.
Good morning. Cinco de Mayo, the fifth day of May, is our adventure in creation today. Psalm 60:12 says, "With God, we will gain the victory." Cinco de Mayo is celebrated throughout Mexico and the southwestern United States as the country remembers a war won against Napoleon III. Napoleon wanted to claim Mexico for France in 1863, and many of our states bordering Mexico were involved. But Mexico defeated an enemy who wanted world domination, and they won. The 5th of May is a time of family gatherings and parties with music and singing over these past 150 years. Growing up in Texas, a state that borders Mexico, our classrooms would have a fiesta, a party, and celebrate Cinco de Mayo for our neighboring country. Having fun foods that are popular in Mexico, such as tacos, tortilla chips, fun soda pop flavors, and like cherry and orange, and lots of colorful decorations were a part of our fiesta with lively Mexican music. God loves His whole world, all His people. Each country has their own holidays. Actually, that word means holy days to celebrate important events. We have celebrated many here in Adventures in Creation: Holy Eve, Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas, Martin Luther King's birthday, George Washington and Abraham Lincoln's birthdays too. But as I am writing this show in early April, the holy days of all holy days, Easter, Resurrection Day, will be celebrated around the world. With the virus keeping us in social distances, Cinco de Mayo and then the Holy Week will be different this year. People around the world will celebrate digitally to share the joy, but also to keep a distance apart, to not get each other sick. Jesus is in control. He loves us and listens to our prayers and answers them. My dad and my son-in-law's mother were both born on May 5th, Cinco de Mayo. Happy birthday, dear ones. This is the day that the Lord has made. Thank you, Jesus, for celebrations of victory, for Cinco de Mayo, Easter, and the joy of your resurrection. We love you, Jesus, and thank you from the bottom of our hearts for doing such a thing for us as taking on every sin ever committed. Amen.
Tune in Monday through Friday for Adventures in Creation with Miss Nancy, brought to you by the Blue Ridge Christian News during our devotion block or at 12:50 following back to Genesis.